Okay, we're dealing with the problem is that the Jew has to have a conviction of 13 animamins, 13 basic principles of faith. Okay, so we know what the Jew is responsible. According to the Rambam, that's open. That's very clear. But the question is, what is the non-Jew responsible for? Okay? So he wanted to say, if the soul is equal, if all souls are the same, doesn't matter if it's a Jew, a non-Jew, man or woman, they all have the same responsibility, so then they should all be responsible for the same thing, namely that they're all responsible for the 13 animamins. Okay? Now, the question is, what about Avraham? Avraham did not have the animamins of that Moshe gave the Torah on Mount Sinai. Okay? So, they didn't have that. So Avraham didn't have that. So we wanted to say that because it didn't exist yet, so therefore he had a place in the world to come, because he can't be responsible for something that doesn't exist. Okay. There is another possibility. Okay? And that is this. You can't, the thing is like this, you can't compare a linebacker to a quarterback, because they have two different responsibilities. They have different builds, different muscles, different ways of operating. So therefore, you can't. There's no comparison between the two. So it could be also that the non-Jew has a different place has a different place in the universe. In other words, each person has a certain place in the universe. Okay? And so therefore, because their place in the universe is different than mine, so therefore their soul is perfected with their place where they're responsible, and therefore they only have to have, the non-Jew would only have to have the knowledge of who God is not, and that because they have to keep the seven mitzvos of Bnei Noach because of Torah, so they would have to have a conviction of that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai. So therefore they would have a different responsibility. The difference would be is if the soul, when the soul goes to heaven, is it insofar as the soul itself is concerned, or is it the soul, when it gets into the body, then it has a certain place in to get together. So therefore the question is which one causes you to go to heaven? Which is your, in other words, is it the soul in and of itself? Then everybody would have to be the same. But if it's the soul mixed with the body, so then you have a certain place in the universe. You have a place in the universe, so then you would have to have a different responsibility. According to the second answer, I would not have the problem of Avraham, because each person has a different place in the universe, so there's one answer to explain it all. But in the first answer, I have to make a distinction somehow that Avraham didn't exist yet, so therefore you can't hold him responsible. But you have to make that type of distinction. But if you hold the second way, it's very smooth, because the thing is, it includes Avraham and non-Jews together. It would be one idea. In other words, I don't have an answer of what exactly the Noahide is you know, which animam is he has to have a conviction about. I don't know. But the only thing is, I'm just telling you two logical possibilities.
And Noach had to have some certain